On the line, we have Chicago's very own, our girl, my girl. How you been, the brat?
Hey, how y'all doing? Hey.
Coming straight at the 60604.
Brat the tat tat on that ass.
Yes.
Hey, mamacita, long time no see. How the hell are you?
Oh, man, I'm blessed. I can't complain. Even if I do, it won't change nothing, so I'm blessed.
Girl, where are you right now? What city are you in? What exactly is it that you're doing this morning?
Right now, I'm sitting in Atlanta in my car, my brand new car. No,
you got a brand new car?
I don't tell everybody. Don't tell everybody.
Oh, okay. You just did. I was going to ask you.
Bowling!
Girl, what you get? What you get?
You know I had to get me a Caddy CTS. You know I'm a Chicago girl. You know.
Hey, did you get the coupe or what?
We do MCA, huh?
You get the coupe or what? You get the two-door joint?
You already know.
Let's do it, mama. Me too. Let's ride.
Tony Skull just got the same
let's
thing.
Let's ride, baby.
So, how has life been since you have finally been out?
You know what? It's been great. I am more grateful for every little thing now than I ever was. I cannot complain. Life is great to me. God is good to me. And I am constantly getting so many blessings that it's just, like, amazing.
So, are you going to be back in the studio? Have you been back in the studio? What's been going on with that? We want to know if we're going to hear some more of the Brat Dat Dat.
I practically live in the studio.
Uh-huh.
I'm in the studio all the time with JD, with Pharrell, with a bunch of different producers.
Wow.
Yes.
Listening to their music. I just have a good time. I have so many things to talk about, and, you know, I'm so much more expressive now, and it's just so many things. I feel like everything happens for a reason, whether it's good or it's bad. It's a learning lesson.
Amen to that.
You know, it's part of your journey. You know what I mean? So I've learned so much, and I'm so more mature, and I don't take the little things for granted anymore. And I'm in the studio every night almost. If not, I'm doing a show somewhere. I'm making an appearance somewhere, trying to get some money.
Good for you,
you know what I mean?
Good for you.
I got a mixtape out right now. It's on global14.com. It's called Life After Death. Rest in peace to my man Biggie. That was my homeboy. We were real tight. You know what I mean? I was the first female MC to do a song with Biggie called a B-side.
Nice.
But that mixtape is out. It's on global14.com. That's Jermaine Dupri's social network. And it's banging. You know, the Chris Brown remix is on there along with a lot of other songs. I got a song with my man Twista, who was my idol coming up. You know what I mean? The best rapper alive to me is Twista.
Keeping it Chicago. Chicago. The Brat's on the line. So do you have some type of goal as far as deadline is concerned to have your album out in stores?
Oh, no. I'm not rushing. It ain't no reason for me to rush. I'm here, been here, and ain't going nowhere. So no reason to rush. I want to do as many songs as I can and pick the best 15, 20 maybe. I want to overload a record and album. So, you know,
all right, I got a question, girl. Got to keep it real. Okay. Got to ask you the right questions. You know, this crazy Sean chick, what's going on with her? Is it true you guys are dating?
The who what?
Yes.
They say you dating Crayshawn, dog. Come on, let us know the real,
you know Brat. People are saying that.
Let me just say, I have never even met that girl or talked to that girl. I liked her song, that Gucci, whatever. JD was playing it in the studio one day, and I was like, that's a hot little record. I was like, it'd be hot if I do a song with her, because she's new, she kind of hood, she a white girl. I was like, okay. I sent her a tweet message like, hey, hit me, let's talk about work or whatever. And before I knew it, I guess as soon as she followed me back, there was this big old thing that we were dating. We have never even had a conversation.
Are you serious? That's how it started?
To this day, have never even had a conversation. And that was like, forget it. You don't have to reply too much. Forget it. I ain't worried about it.
Right.
Whatever. But no, I don't even know that little girl.
Girl, thanks for clearing that up. And what about your BFF, Miss Mariah Carey? Have you seen them babies?
Yes, I've seen them babies. Them babies are beautiful.
Oh, that's
beautiful. And she's so happy, you know, and I love to see her like that. So Nick is good to her. They're good for each other. They're both like eternally 12 years old. So everything's good over on that end. She's back and forth from L.A. to New York.
Wow.
She's working. It's all good. She's coming back with some heat. You know, Nick is doing his thing.
Yeah, they're going to
be all over the place as well as if they need it.
They're going to debut the babies with Barbara Walters tomorrow night, actually, at 6 months old.
Hey, Brat.
Yeah.
I just want to know, is there any way I could get an autographed picture of you and the outfit that you had on in the How Do You Like video with Tyrese?
not how do you like, it's what do you like.
We like that
we
outfit.
We like that outfit.
That's what we like.
I guess if you pull the video up and freeze frame it, you can print out a picture.
That's funny.
I'm not getting ready to do the blast from the past and put that back on.
When the last time you talked to your cousin, Stephen Hunter, that played in the NBA and went to DePaul?
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Big Steve that played for DePaul.
I don't remember. I don't know what you're talking about. I had to ask my granny and my aunt Twig. And
Renee
my aunt
Golden's son.
Hey, Brett, I want to ask you about Nikki.
Okay. Ooh, I'm going to be in trouble.
You're going to get that ass whooped when you come home.
Hey, Brett.
I haven't talked to him in so long. I hope he good.
All right, baby.
Hey, Brett, I got to ask you about Nicki Minaj. Of course, she's like shut the whole game down as far as a female MC is concerned right now. What are your thoughts on her just locking the game down? And are you eager to get back out there to show them that more than one female can actually hold it down at one time out here in hip hop?
We've always been able to hold it down with more than one female. It's a lot of females doing their thing. Shout out to Shauna, my homegirl from the Shy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That it's a new little, what's her name? Gunner from the Shy. You know what I mean? It's females doing their thing all across the globe, has and always will be. But I really appreciate Nicki Minaj for what she does. You know what I mean? She's hot, and there's no reason to hate on that. If any female doing their thing and they doing good, I'm down with it.
All right, Brat to Tat, tis that.
Well, Brat, I am so glad that we got to catch up with you, but I want us to keep in touch as well. And I want to ask you a question while we're on the line right now, because I know that you've got new music. You said you're in the studio. You're very passionate about it, and we support you here on The Morning Riot. Do you mind promising us to have the exclusive on your first record? So it is Chicago. It is your city. We'd like to be the first ones to premiere
song. That is not a problem.
Let's go.
Thank you.
Chicago is first and foremost. I might lay my head in the ATL sometime, but I was born at Mount Sinai.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Grew up on the west side. You know what I'm saying? Went to Academy of Scholastic Achievement. Shout out to my best friend, Nicole Simpson and Gladys Simpson over at ASA on the west side. I went to Kenwood. You know what I mean? My best friend over there was Jasmine. She the kinky kid right now. She doing her thing. Man, Chi-Town is number one always.
No matter what.
You know what I mean? So you definitely will get first dibs at whatever Brat do.
Man, thank you, Brat. We appreciate you. Keep doing it, Mom. Keep doing your thing. We love you, man.
Yes, and visit us when you come home, okay?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I love y'all, too. If I do not do this list of shout-outs, I'm going to get shot out. Can I get a quick second?
Go ahead, baby. Go ahead. Kick him off.
All right. I want to shout out to my man, Twister. I love you. His manager, Ron. My homegirl, Shauna. My granny in Joliet. I love you, granny. My cousins, Antoine, Sharon, Donnie, Glenn. My cousin, Shonda on the west side. Just got married. My cousin, Tiffany. Ain't Betty. Ain't Martha. All of them. My auntie, Twig, will shoot me if I don't say her name. I love you, Twig. Pray for my mom. My mom is in the hospital right now.
Oh.
She was in a car accident. Please pray for her.
I love
you, Mommy. My mom's name is Nadine. Her nickname is Haji. Matter of fact, shout out to my cousin Rosemary. My mother, Haji, and Rosemary made that jacket that I got on. We starting a clothing line called Haji Rose. So shout out to my mom and my cousin Rosemary. My Auntie Gail James, who runs my whole life. Without her, I would probably be broke. She makes sure she hides stuff and don't tell me where the money is.
Girl, you are hilarious. Okay.
She got her own tax firm in Indiana called Dungy Tax Firm. You know what I mean?
Listen, Brad, I'm going to keep it real. We promise to do that again for you. But listen, when you come home,
I love y'all.
When you come home, you visit us, okay?
I promise. Thank y'all so much.
All right,
Brad. Love you, Mom.